The last two beers.
Yeah.
It's kind of a bit of a reversal. You might not like this American beer, and you might like the foreign beer better.
Fat chance.
We're going to put Stella Artois, which is a Belgian pale lager.
Belgian again.
Up against the Southampton Cuvée de Fleur, which is obviously a French-Belgian Saison farmhouse-style beer, but made in America by an American.
By a communist. Well, bring it on. What the hell? What's that second beer called again?
Southampton Cuvée de Fleur.
If it's American beer, why don't it have an American name?
Southampton.
Like one of them Belgian
Southampton's an American name.
Yeah, but all that shit you said after Southampton wasn't no America.
Yeah, put that in English.
Well, America wasn't founded by Americans. It's founded by farmers.
Here we go.
Here we go. Rewriting the Constitution.
Listen, buddy.
If I want
a history lesson from a baby-killing, Volvo-driving, latte-sipping liberal, I'll be sure to call you.
Traps, try to be polite. They're giving us free beer.
Well, all right.
I think you boys are going to like the color of this beer because it doesn't have one.
Kyle, hold up that glass for a minute.
Sure.
Looks good. Hell, I could read the Constitution through that.
That's real nice.
Now we're talking.
Now this is...
Sure this stuff ain't American?
Sure looks American.
Pretty sure. It's Stella Artois.
Smells American.
One of the breweries is in Leuven, Belgium.
What is it with this Belgian place? Don't they have time to do nothing but make beer?
Apparently not.
It's a little skunky.
Got a problem?
Well, you know, it's in a green bottle. I don't know if they use the isomerized hops or not, but it has that
hops. There he goes on about talking about.
It has that Heineken skunky smell.
Heineken.
That means it's imported.
This one is sweet too. There's a sweetness in the Stella Artois. It's a super light in body.
It's not as grainy as the Budweiser.
I don't mind it. It's a little heavy.
This is a beer that if you don't want much flavor, but you want some flavor, I guess, is what you drink.
I don't think much about flavor. Hell, it gives you a buzz. It's good enough for me.
I'd rather drink the Miller and pay less money.
That's true. Miller, what their big selling point is that it's inexpensive. It's cheap. On their website, they say, this is simply a good beer at a fair price, nothing more and certainly nothing less. And while folks could probably find a few other beers out there, Louis, you think so? They're going to drain a lot of hard-earned jack from their bank accounts, figuring out what you already know. It doesn't cost a lot to live the high life. It just takes some good old-fashioned common sense, because the high life's always been a mighty fine life to live.
Goddamn right.
Yep. Hallelujah.
So Miller says, our beer's cheap, that's why you should drink it. And Stella Artois, what do they have to say on their website? They say their beer's great because there's a 7 or 9 step process in pouring it.
I think you poured it wrong. It looked like we had a 1 step process.
Seemed like more than enough for me.
Well, all I can say about Stella is it is indeed a poor beer, so maybe that all makes sense.
It's a little too heavy for my taste. I mean, the Miller was better.
That's Stella. Let's put it up against an American-made Belgian-French-style beer.
Hold on.
Oh, no.
Them three words don't go in the same sentence. American-made Belgian-French. And either it's American or it ain't.
Sounds like a cut-and-run kind of beer.
I don't know if the American Revolution would have gone so well without General Lafayette.
Listen, buddy. Like I said, if I want a history lesson from America hating Lily Lily.
Never mind, Travis. Let's have some more beer.
Careful. Right, go ahead. Careful, I'm armed.
I'll try and be polite.
Whoa. Woo.
See that?
Happy New Year, everyone.
This is the only beer that actually shot a projectile, so that seems like...
I reckon there might be
some rednecks might like that.
That Second Amendment ale.
You sure this is beer, not champagne?
Well, you can see through that, too.
Oh, it looks like apple
it seems to be getting better the more. Yeah, it's true, don't it?
Yeah. All right,
apple cider. Apple juice gone bad.
All these crazy beers that I don't understand these people.
Southampton
Cuvée de Fleur. Oh, my God.
That's an 8% Saison farmhouse ale.
Whatever. It tastes like perfume.
Yeah, well, it's brewed with edible flowers, including English lavender,
Jesus Christ.
Roman chamomile, marigold.
All right, whatever. It's enough. I'm going to throw up right here.
Is it going to pluck my eyebrows, too?
You definitely get dominant. The lavender and the chamomile are definitely dominating the aroma.
Yeah, it's very floral in a flowery way, beyond hops.
Well, that's great.
Isn't that sweet?
Me and my girlfriend make some potpourri out of this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of is a little potpourri-ish, even in the flavor.
It's got a good malt body underneath it. Nice sweetness.
Mm. I don't know, maybe a dessert beer or a...
I've had this paired with cheese. Nice cheese.
Paired with cheese.
Yeah, this is definitely something. If you want to try a beer that really utilizes herbs and flowers,
and I don't.
Right. This is one you really got to try. It's really unique. I don't think I've ever had a beer that has this kind of flavor profile using all those kinds of seriously flowery flavors and aromas.
There's a reason for that.
Right after I hand over my Glock.